Today's Amud is Yevamos Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. We're holding by the top line on Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. So the last thing we discussed on the bottom of Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph was the machlokes between the Tanakama, between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, whether a person is allowed to marry Anusas Aviv and Mefutas Aviv. So being that we mentioned that halacha, the Gemara now is going to discuss a riddle that involves that halacha, that involves Anusas Aviv and Mefutas Aviv. And once we mention that riddle, the Gemara is going to mention in total 7 different riddles. Now, there doesn't seem to be any sort of chiddush in these riddles. They're simply riddles. And that's what Taisus points out on the top of the Amud on Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. Taisus says that kol elu ha-maisim li mashmiya nachmidi, that we don't learn any sort of chiddush from these maisim, from these riddles. Elo l'tshuvais ha-tzedukim. It sounds like from Taisus that the reason why Chazal put these riddles here is in order so that we could show off to the Tzedukim that we also have Chachma. So without further ado, says the Gemara, riddle number 1. A woman says to a man, she says, Ach me'av v'loy me'aim. She says about a certain man that he's my brother from my father, but not from my mother. He is my paternal brother. V'hu baila de'aim, and he's also my mother's husband. V'ano barta de'inse, and I'm also the daughter of his wife. So what's that referring to? Amar Rami Bar Chama, Deloiker Rabbi Yehuda Demasnisen. It's referring to a person who marries Anusas Aviv, and it's not like Rabbi Yehuda who holds that a person is not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv. Rather, it's going like the Chachamim who say that a person is allowed to marry Anusas Aviv. So Rashi draws out the case. You have a man, Yaakov. Yaakov was Ma'anis, a woman. When Yaakov was man as a woman, with this woman, they had a daughter together. Now Yaakov had a son from his wife, from a different relationship. So the son, Yaakov's son, now goes ahead and marries the woman that his father Yaakov was manis, not like Rabbi Yehuda, that's mutter. So the son goes and marries Yaakov's Anusa, and he says to the and the daughter of that relationship that Yaakov had with this Anusa, when Yaakov was Ma'anis, this woman, we said they had a daughter together, so the daughter of that relationship says to Yaakov's son, who's now married to her mother, to this Anusa, she says to him that you're my brother from my father, because they both share Yaakov as a father. She says to him, you married my mother, because he did. He married the Anusa. And he says that I'm your wife's daughter, which is a little bit redundant, but that's also referring to the fact that she's a daughter of this Anusa. So that's how you could fulfill all the different descriptions of this riddle. Riddle number 2. You have a person who says, Ahu Brihu. He is my brother and he is my son. He's my brother and my son. I'm the sister of the one that I carried on my shoulder. I'm the sister of my own brother, which is redundant. That's what she just said, Batsem. But that's the riddle. So says the Gemara, you have such a case when a person is mezane with his own daughter. The Gemara calls it an Oivei Kechavim. We don't want to say it about a yid. He's doing an Avera. So anytime an Avera is involved, the Gemara is going to call it a guy. So you have this case by a guy who's together with his own daughter. So you have Mr. and Mrs. Guy, and they have a daughter together. And Mr. Guy goes, and Mr. Guy is Boyle, his own daughter, and they have a baby boy together. So now the girl that Mr. Guy had together with Mrs. Guy, the girl now says to this baby boy, to this baby guy, that you're my brother, which is true because they both share a father. They both have Mr. Guy as their father. She says that you're my son because he's her son. Mr. Guy was Mizana with her, and now they had this guy as a son. And she says that I'm the sister of my own child, which is also true, like we just said before, because they share Mr. Guy as a father. So that's how you could fulfill the different descriptions of that riddle. Riddle number 3. You have someone who says, Shalom alecha b'ri, shalom aleichem to my son, bas achaseich ana. I'm your sister's daughter. How do you have it that it's her son? And also, she's saying that I'm your sister's daughter, that I'm your niece. Mishkachas la ba'ayvik yichavim ba'al bas bitay. You have this with a guy who's together with his own granddaughter, the daughter of his daughter. So you have a guy who has a daughter, and that daughter has a baby daughter. And now the grand guy, the granddaddy guy, goes and lives with his own granddaughter. And they have a son together. So the granddaughter, who is together with the granddaddy guy, she says to the son that they have together, she says that you're my son, and she also says that I'm your sister's daughter. Now I'm your sister's daughter, because now this guy's sister, the baby boy's sister, is actually her own mother, because her mother shares the Mr. Guy as the granddaddy guy as a father. So she says, I'm your sister's daughter, and that's how you have that. And now says the Gemara, a very similar riddle. It starts off with an introduction. Daloi de Dali Davla, they drew water with a pail, lipo bechu sester peser, and I'm giving you a riddle for an answer. Dahai de Darina Hubar, that the one that I carry is my son, Vana Bras Achua, and I'm the daughter of his brother. So it's the same thing, Batsam, just instead of I'm the daughter of his sister, I'm the daughter of the brother, Mishkachas Labaivikochavim Al Bas Benoi. Batsam, the exact same case, just instead of it being bas bitoy, it's bas binoy, and therefore it's ana bras achua, that I'm the daughter of his brother instead of the daughter of his sister. But more or less, it's the exact same case as riddle number four. Now, as riddle number three. Now says the Gemara, riddle number five, baya baya, which is like a sound of a crying, me'ach v'hu av, that he's my brother and he's also my father. Vuhu baal, and he's also my husband. Vuhu bar baal, and he's the son of my husband. Vuhu bailadeim, and he's the husband of my mother. Vana bar tadidsei, and I'm the daughter of his wife, which is that's the same thing. Vuhu yahiv pita l'achua yasme b'nei barte, and he doesn't even give some bread to his brothers, who are Yisaimim, the sons of his daughter. So how do you fulfill all these descriptions? Says the Gemara, Meshkachas la ba'avikachavim ba'al imai, you have this with a guy who's together with his own mother, v'haylin mimen abas, and they have a daughter together, v'chazru ba'al isabas, and the guy then goes and he lives together with his daughter, and then they have a daughter together, v'chazr zakin u'ba'al, and then v'chazr zakin u'ba'aleha, and then the grandfather goes and he's together with her, and they have sons together. So again, you have a grandfather guy who marries a guy, and they have daddy guy together, and daddy guy is together with the grandmother guy, and they have a little girl guy together, and then the grandfather guy is together with that girl, and they have sons together. So now you have the girl says to the father guy, she says to him that you're my brother because they share grandfather guy as a father, or because they share the guy as a mother. She says you're my husband because they were together. You're my husband's son because she was also together with the father, and she says that you're the husband of my mother of Bailad Aim, that because also they were together, and I'm the daughter. All these descriptions apply in this type of case. Riddle number six, ana v'at achi, that you are, me and you are brothers, you're my brother. Ana v'avuch achi, me and your father are brothers. Ana v'imech achi, and me and your mother are siblings. So me and you are siblings, me and your father are siblings, and me and your mother are siblings. How do you have that? Meshkachas l'abavikachavim abal imai, a guy is together with his mother, v'hilad mimenesh tei banim, they have two daughters together. V'chazru bal achas men, he then goes and he's together with one of the daughters. V'haylud mimen a ben, and they have a son. U'kario la achse di'ima v'ka'amra le'hachi. And so now the sister of the mother says to the boy this thing. So again, you have a father guy who is together with a mother guy, and they have a child guy together. The child guy then goes and lives with his own mother, and they have two girls. And then the child guy goes and he's together with one of his own daughters, and they have a son together. So now the other girl, the one who didn't have the znus with the guy, with her own father, the other girl now says to this boy that you're my brother because we share a father. Your father and I are brothers because they share a mother, mama guy. And me and your mother are siblings because they're full siblings. They're both the children of that relationship that the child guy had together with mama guy. Fine. Riddle number seven now. Says the Gemara, Ana va'ad b'nei achi, me and you are the children of siblings. Ana va'avuch b'nei achi, me and your father are the children of siblings. Ana v'imich b'nei achi, and me and your mother are the children of siblings. Says the Gemara that interestingly enough, Haba Teira Nami Mishkach Asla. You can even have such a case even when it's done by Oifen of Heter. You can actually have this in a real family. It's done by Heter. Kigoyin Ruvain Shiesh Le Shtei Banais. Ruvain has two daughters, we'll call Rachel and Leah. Now really there's siblings. Ruvain, Shimon, Levi. There's a whole bunch of siblings. Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi. Ruvain has two daughters. Now, Va'asa Shimon v'nasav chadaminayu, Shimon goes and marries Rachel. He marries one of Reuven's two daughters. He marries his niece. And Va'asa bar Levi v'nasav chaminayu. Levi doesn't go and marry the other one, Leah. Rather, Levi's son. Levi has a son. Levi's son, bar Levi goes and marries Leah. So Shimon marries Rachel, and bar Levi goes and marries Leah. V'ka'amar le brei de Shimon le'bar brei de Levi. Now Shimon had a son together with Rachel, who we'll call Ben Shimon, and Leah and Bar Levi had a son together that we'll call Neched Levi, the grandson of Levi. So now Vikari Le Achsa. So now it says the Gemara that Vikamer Le Braid the Shimon Le Bar Braid the Levi, that Ben Shimon says to Neched Levi all these things, that our mothers are siblings because our mothers are Rachel and Leah, they're siblings. He says to him also that me and your father are the sons of siblings. I am the son of Shimon, and your father Bar Levi is the son of Levi. So me and your father are the sons of siblings. Me and your father are the sons of siblings because our father, meaning our me and your father's father are my father and your father's father are siblings, referring to Shimon and Levi. Me and your mother Leah were also the children of siblings because Shimon and Reuven are siblings. Your mother is Rachel, and she's the daughter of Reuven. My father is Shimon. So your mother and me are also the children of siblings, referring to Shimon and Reuven. So that's how you can fulfill this riddle, even in an eifin of Heter. Adkan the riddles, says the Gemara Vayter now. Says the Mishnah, Hagi Irish and Isgairu Baneha Ima. Let's say you have a case of a woman who converts, and she had children also while she was a Gaya, and these children, these Gayim, they also convert. The whole family converted. The Gansa Mishpacha. So the halacha is that a Gersh and Isgair is Kakatan Shanoi Ladami. So these boys, they're not considered brothers anymore once they convert. Since they're not considered brothers, Mamela, if let's say they get married and one of them dies without having any children, the other brother, he does not perform chalitza or yibam because they're not considered brothers. And says the Mishnah that afilu hayrasei shel rishon shelo b'kedusha v'leidasei b'kedusha, even if the first guy was born at a time, he was conceived at a time that the mother did not yet convert, but then in the middle of the pregnancy, that's when the mother was converted, and that's when he was born. V'asheni hayrasei v'leidasei b'kedusha, whereas the second brother, he was conceived and born at a time that his mother had already converted, but they're not brothers from the same father. So Mamela, they're not going to be performing Ibam or Chalitza. Exactly what Afilu is, we'll see in the Gemara. The halacha also applies to a Shifcha who gets freed for all intents and purposes. She's also like a Giyres. So if she converts, if she gets freed together with her children, it's a Gershik in the sky, and Shanela Dami, and the halacha will be exactly the same. Says the Gemara now, that Bnei Yudan Amsa Ishtachar. That Bnei Yudan Amsa, Yudan was the name of a Shifcha, and the children of Yudan, they were freed. So they were this case of brothers of Gayim that were freed together, and now they're Jewish. And one of them got married, and they both got married, and then they got divorced. And Sharu Luhu Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Luminsav Nashi Dehadadi. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov allowed each one to marry the other one's ex-wife. Even though normally there's an Isser of Eishas Ach, a person's not allowed to marry his brother's wife, even after they get divorced. Over here, since they're not really brothers, because they are Gersh and Isgair, Kakat and Shanaila Dami, so he allowed them to marry each other's ex-wife. Maybe some awkward family dynamics, but lemaisa it was mutter. So says the Gemara that Amar Le Rava, that Rava said to Acha Bar Yaakov, how do you allow such a thing? Rav Sheshes Asar. Rav Sheshes said, and in such a case, it's Asar. But even though they're not really related, lemaisa it looks bad, and therefore we're not going to allow such a thing. So Amar Le Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said back to Rava, you're asking on me from Rav Sheshes, we're both Amarayim, who Asar v'Nasharina? He might have said Asar. I'm saying it's mutter. I'm allowed to argue. We're both Amarayim. Amoraim, and I'm allowed to argue. Now says the Gemara regarding this machlekes, that mina av like mina aim, when the Goyim are brothers in the sense that they officially at least share the same Goyish of father, but they don't have the same Goyish of mother, so then kuli amolei pligi deshari. Everyone would agree that that's nothing. The fact that they're brothers and the same father is completely worthless, especially by Goyim. We don't necessarily assume that the father is even the father, and therefore everyone would agree that they can each marry each other's ex-wife. Even Rav Sheshis would allow such a thing. Says the Gemara Chiddush that if they're brothers from the same mother but not from the same father, they're only brothers because of the fact that they share the same mother, the same Gayasha mother, so that gets passed along. People call them the son of this mother, and Mamela Kuli Amolei Pligi D'Aser, everybody would agree, even Rav Acher B'Yakev would agree that in such a case it's Aser Midrabanan for them to marry each other's ex-wife because they look like full brothers. Ki Pligi Mina Av U'Mina Aim. The Machlaikas is if they have the same Gayasha father and mother, officially the same father at least. They have the same father and mother. What's the machlekes? Man deshari, Rav Acher B'Yakev, who allows them to marry each other's ex-wife in such a case, is because Basar Abba Shadinan. It's because we go Basar the father, and being that the father, there's no such thing as having a Gayish a father, we don't even necessarily know that that really is the father, so they're not siblings, they're not related, and that's why they're Mutter. And the reason why we go Basar the father is, Dehabenei Planya Karu Lehu, because people know them as the sons of the father. And being that they're the sons of the father, and we don't give significance to that, so therefore we could allow them to marry each other's ex-wife, it doesn't look bad, it doesn't look like they're siblings. However, Rav Sheshas, Karu Lehu Nami Bnei Plainas. Rav Sheshas holds that they're also called the sons of the mother, and therefore they do look like siblings, and we wouldn't allow them to marry each other's ex-wife. V'ika da'amri paligur v'achar b'yakov afilu ba'achim in a'im. Some say that no, v'achar b'yakov argues even by a case of achin, when they're achin just from the mother, and still it's mutter, still umay time, and what's the reason? It's because gershin is gair kakadon shenoy ladami, and he doesn't have the isser derabanan outs the fact that it looks like they're siblings. Even when they're only siblings from the mother, he still allows them to marry each other's ex-wife. Now ask the Gemara that Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that Hagi Irish and his Gairu Baneha Ima Lechotzim Vloy Miavmin. It says that if you have two Gayisha kids and they convert together, so the halacha is that we do not allow them to perform Chalitza or Yibam. If one of them is married and dies without any children, the other one does not perform Chalitza or Yibam. Now it sounds like we don't allow them to perform Yibam. Lechotzim Vloy Miavmin. My Taima, why would we asser the one brother to be Miyabim the other one's wife? Lav Mishum Dasi. It sounds like it's because there's an Isser, even by Gerim, for one to marry the other one's, for one sibling to marry the other one's ex-wife. Even though they're not really halachically considered siblings, you see still, v'lo miyabim, they're not miyabim. It sounds like it's usher to be miyabim. To which the Gemara says, lo, you know that's not the pshat in the Mishnah. What it means is the ena b'tayras chalitza v'yibam. When the Mishnah says, l'chotzim v'lo miyabim, it means that it's not part of the parish of chalitza v'yibam. But v'sharyu, and v'sharyu l'alma, that the woman who died, who's now an almana, the woman, the wife of the brother who died, the almana, she's muted to marry Lashuk. That's all the Mishnah is coming to say. But in a chanami, in hunami sharu, the other sibling is also able to marry her. It's not a problem of Eishas Ach because they're not brothers. So there's no ray from our Mishnah that there's an Isser of Eishas Ach by Gerim. Well, ask the Gemara Vakatani Afilu. Well, look at the Hemshech of the Mishnah. It says that even if one of them was born in a way that Hayrasa Shalei B'Kedusha and Leidasa B'Kedusha, and the second one was born both Hayrasa V'Leidasa B'Kedusha, still this halacha applies. So what's the Raya? I Amr Bishlama Asiri. If you learn that it's aser for them to be Miyabim, it's aser for one sibling, there is an Isser Eishes Ach by Gerim, so then Hayu Dekatani Afilu. Now I get the Afilu, now I get the Chiddush. The Afil Gav Derishin Hayrasa Shalei B'Kedusha. Even though they're born in two different stages, the first one was born when it was Hayrasa Shalei B'Kedusha V'Leidasa B'Kedusha, and the second one was born both when the conception and the Leida happened after the mother converted. So you could look at it like it's like they're coming from two different mothers, and they're not looking like siblings, and therefore maybe we would allow Yibam. Still we say that it's Aser. Now that's a Chiddush, the fact that we're not going to allow them to be together, even though in this case it doesn't look as much like they're siblings. But if you're going to tell me that Enachanami, we allow them to be together, we do allow it. So then my afilus, then what's the afilu? What's the chiddush? Says the Gemara, the chiddush is the afal gav the tarvayli doesn't be kedusha va'asi lechlufe biyisrael afilu hachishari. The chiddush is hagufa, is that even though they both of them were born after the mother had converted, they're both leidasim b'kedusha, and therefore I might think people are going to mix it up with the Yisrael, and meaning in this case they really are brothers and the same mother. They're completely brothers and the same mother because they were both born after the mother converted. Since you have that, I might have thought v'asi lechlufe b'Yisrael. People are going to come to think that even by brothers of a regular Yisrael, when they're brothers and the same father, that there is no chi of yibam, and they're going to allow a yavama to marry Lashuk. Afilu hachi shari, and still we're allowing the yavama in this case to marry Lashuk. That's the chiddush, that we're not going to require a chalitza, let's say, min rabbanan or anything like that. That's the afilu. Some say that hachinami mistavra desharu, that really the afilu is a raya that it's mutter, is that it's mutter for a person to marry HSH. The katani afilu, it says afilu. If you say that it's mutter, it's just that there's no chi of yibam in chalitza. So hainu the katani afilu. Now I get the afilu. The afa gav the tarvayu leidas and bigdusha. The asi lechlufe bi Yisrael afilu hach yisharu. That even though they were both leidas and bigdusha, and they might mix it up with the Yisrael, still we say that they're mutter, meaning that the woman can marry Lashuk. Ali Amrit Asiri, but if you're going to tell me that it's Aser for one to be Miyabim the other, so then my Afilu, so then what's the Afilu, what's the Chiddush over here? Says the Gemara, the Chiddush is the Afagav the Risha in Hayrasa Shalei Bikdusha V'Lidasa Bikdusha V'Ashein Hayrasa V'Lidasa Bikdusha Dekishtei Yimayus Damu Afilu Achi Asiri. The Chiddush is that we don't allow them to do Yibam. If according to that Pshat, that Lo Miyabim means we don't allow them, that's the Chiddush, that even though it doesn't seem like they're siblings, we're still not going to allow them to perform yibam. Well, says the Gemara Tashima, I will bring you a raya. It says Shnei Achim Tuumim Gerim V'Chei Meshuchrarim. If you have two twin brothers that are Gerim, or they're slaves that were freed, so now they're for sure brothers. They're twins. Still the halacha is Lo Chaltzim Lo Miyavmin. That if one of them dies, so then without any children, his wife does not fall to yibam to the other one. We do not do yibam or chalitza. V'Ein Chayavim Mishum Eishesach. At the same time, we're not going to be mechayiv for the Isser of Eishesach if one marries the other one's ex-wife. Then, once we mentioned the brayso, the Gemara just continues. Ha'isa hayras and shay b'kedusha v'lidasa b'kedusha. If let's say it was hayras and shay b'kedusha v'lidasa b'kedusha of both of them, so then lochotzim lemiyavmin. Still, the halacha is going to be that lochotzim lemiyavmin, even though now they're Jewish, they were born from a mother after she had already converted. But lemaisa they don't share a father. So since they don't share a father, so therefore, or their father was a guy, so therefore, they still don't do chalitza or yibam. Avol chayavim mishum eishesach. In that case, being that they have the same Jewish mother, so then for sure there's going to be an Isser of Eishesach Minaim. If they were mamish born, full-fledged Jews, and they'll even be yibam mechalitza. But now our focus is the reisha of the brisa. Katani mias ein chayavin mishum eishesach. The lashon of the brisa was that these twins who were goyim that converted or slaves that were freed, so they're not chayiv mishum eishesach. Smashma chiyuv aleka ha'isuraika. There won't be a chiyuv, but lemaisa it's still going to be awesome midrabanan because they seem like they're siblings. So you see that there is an Isser of Eishes Ach like Rav Sheshas Kasha on Rav Acher Bar Yaakov. To which the Gemara says, no, who I didn't afilu isur nami leka. Rav Acher Bar Yaakov could tell you that there's not even going to be an Isser. Va'aydi debay lemis ni seifa avu chayavin tana nami reisha ein chayavin. But because the seifa, they wanted to say that there's no chiyiv of Eishes Ach when it's and the Sefer we wanted to say that there is a chiyuv of Eishesach when there were hayrasim v'leidas and bikdusha, so that's why it says in the Reisha also ein chayavin. It says that there's no chiyuv, even though really hu adin that there isn't even going to be an iser, and so there's no raya from the Braisa to Rav Sheshes and against the Rachab Yaakov.